And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 15th of January, 2017. It's the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr., born in Atlanta, 1929, on this day, leader of the Civil Rights Movement, committed to nonviolence. It was in 1967, April the 4th, he delivered a speech called Beyond Vietnam, in which he denounced America's involvement in the Vietnam War because it was recruiting poor and minority men to be soldiers and was draining resources away from social programs at home, and because it was an unjust war, he said. He said, "A nation that continues year after year to spend more money on military defense than on programs of social uplift is approaching spiritual death." He spoke out against the war for the next year and began a poor people's campaign in 1968. And on April the 4th, 1968, 1 year after his first anti-war speech, he was assassinated while he was standing on the balcony of his motel room, where he was leading a protest march in solidarity with garbage workers who were on strike. It's the birthday of the French playwright Molière, born Jean-Baptiste Poquelin, baptized in Paris on this date, 1622, author of The School for Wives, Tartuffe, The Misanthrope. Although he poked fun at the bourgeoisie, Molière was careful to leave the church and the monarchy alone, as a result of which he never got into trouble, and Louis XIV liked his work just fine. Molière collapsed on stage during a performance, 1673, finished the show, died of tuberculosis later that night. Molière, who said, "All the ills of mankind, all the tragic misfortunes that fill the history books, all the political blunders, all the failures of the great leaders have arisen merely from a lack of skill at dancing." And it's the birthday of the woman who was the model for Violetta in La Traviata, Marie Duplessis, born in Normandy in 1824. Her father sold her off when she was 13 to an elderly bachelor, and she was a kept woman most of her life and a courtesan after that. She had many lovers who supported her well. She came down with tuberculosis as she began an affair with Alexandre Dumas when they were both 20 years old. She broke up with him, she began an affair with Franz Liszt, and died at the age of 23, after which Alexandre Dumas published his novel The Lady of the Camellias, which was about Duplessis, which was made into a play, which in turn inspired Verdi's opera La Traviata. Here's a poem for today by David Solner, Midnight to Eight. Midnight to eight, I spend with machines, with their incessant hum, the hubbub and scrape, the snip-snip, the whine of well-oiled tongues that winds through the night. I listen to lathes go round, to mills that peck at each part piece like hungry birds, to grinders whose bit-sized teeth make ultra-fine dust, golden iotas drawn toward heaven by the drone of a fan. I nod to this music and think of you on a steep hill overlooking Morgantown, where you dream all night in your factory of sleep, creating from each sweet breath a new instant, breathing in, breathing out, working all night, making each now right. Poem by David Solner, Midnight to Eight, from Blue Morning Light, published by Pond Road Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by Condor Airlines, introducing new service from San Diego, Pittsburgh, and New Orleans. More information on Condor's 12 U.S. gateways available on condor.com. Condor, born to fly. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.